Well, good evening, everyone. It is 6 o'clock on the button, and I would like to call the Otter Rock Water District Budget Committee meeting to order. Let's begin with the roll call. Eileen?
Here.
Beth?
Here.
Lisa?
Here.
Pat?
Here.
Joni? Here. And no visitors this time either. So the purposes of this meeting are to review the latest version of the proposed budget for 2023-24, and if appropriate, to vote on the final recommended budget, and also to review the new proposed water rates sheet that we approved last night at our meeting. And I want to thank you, Eileen and Beth, for updating our documents overnight. Thank you. It makes it so much easier. Appreciate it very much. Very much. So getting started on our purposes, Eileen, would you be willing to talk us through the changes that you put in the figures you and Beth went through today and help us update us on the new sheets?
Does everybody have the new sheet?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So the items that I changed were the revenue items. So we've got a new commercial base rate at $16,434. And then we changed our residential water fee rates. So those have increased. You can see how those have increased there. I left other fees alone. And I left pretty much everything else alone. I took my highlights are gone. I'm sorry. So what that ended up doing was we were able to increase the meter installations to 57,000 from 37,000. So we did that. And then we also increased the EPA survey to 38,000. And it basically, our contingencies are, I think they're okay. They're at $12,318. The unappropriated, we left that one alone at $6,000. So raising those rates, just basically the rate increases, I dropped into meter installations and into the EPA survey.
Nice job.
Yeah, and other than that, the only other little tweak that I made was on the chlorination fund total expenses. I just lowered it a little bit because I think that 6625 that we had in there was a little high, so I just adjusted that down to reflect more accurate ending balance. Because right now our ending balance is 16,965.62. So anyways, okay. And I think other than that, that's about it. So that's what we did.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Is there anyone have any? Oh, okay, Beth, white card.
I just noticed that we forgot to add the NSF fee, which was a new fee I think we decided on, or we discussed.
You know what, Beth? I thought about that, and then I kind of forgot about it.
Yeah.
So well,
that's not a biggie.
We could just put it under other fees, just under turn on, turn off.
Under 4055.
We could just make it 4055-9.
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay.
And just for the budget, just throw one in there.
Yeah. Is that something that we can kind of do? Or do I need to do that right now?
Well, as long as we are agreeing on it.
Okay.
So do we have agreement from the committee to do that? You want to give us a...
How much was that be?
I think we were going to go with $15.
15 was what we were going to do.
Boy, that doesn't seem like enough.
No, it's not a lot.
No.
For non-sufficient funds?
Yeah. We get charged right now $10 from the bank, and my opinion was we want to for sure cover that. And anybody who's giving us a bad check is going to get dinged on their end too. So,
plus they're going to get a late fee.
And they'll get a late fee, yes.
Yeah. So, there's just not going to be that many of them, hopefully, Pat. So,
yeah. Oh gosh, hope not.
Yeah.
Me too.
649.
From where will we, how much would that be? And from where would that come? Would we take it out of, as the budget changes here?
Well, that would add to our revenue by $15. So.
Oh, you can put it somewhere. Yeah. Contingency or something.
It can go anywhere as far as I'm concerned. I mean, because.
Yeah.
It's hard to estimate how many we might have. And I mean, we could put 30 in there, but I'd rather not, put the revenue up any higher than we have to. And just so there's something in there.
Okay.
It's a real unknown.
And hopefully it doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. I mean, we went years without it happening. And, now okay. We've had a few recently.
So that would bring your revenue up to 142,664.
Yeah. But I'm not going to tweak these numbers right now. So I think if we can just agree that we're going to add that line
We should include it. I mean, if it's going to be in what the budget committee proposes, we should include it in our total when we calculate all those figures we have to put on the LB1.
Okay. Okay.
But that's pretty simple.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other comments about the budget as it stands? Pat.
For the record, I would like to say it is gratifying to know that our revenue is now at a level that matches or nearly matches our expenditures. And that hasn't happened, I don't think, in the past. Maybe great. 30 years ago, I don't know. But in the time I've been here, thank you all for that hard work.
Well, now the objective is to spend it, Pat.
Right, actually.
Get the work done.
Yeah, 2 years we thought we'd spend it, and then we didn't, so.
Yep.
Right. Well, let's hope.
We're going to have an El Nino, right? So it should be colder and drier. Is that right? And yes. So maybe we can get our meters in and we won't have so much water and we won't have any more COVID. So that'll be good.
Yeah.
Here we are. We're going to get a lot of work done this year. A lot.
There you go.
Okay. Are we ready to? Oh, yes, Lisa.
Yeah, but El Nino worries me because the more water we don't get, the more summer restrictions we have to do and the more money we have to spend on educating people and the more SDRs we might have to shut off. So I'm just saying,
yeah,
there are
El Nino years.
Yeah, that's true. Are we ready to vote on approval of the budget? Are you prepared for that? Okay, Beth, one more.
Well, I wanted to discuss this rates thing, and I did a draft of our proposed rate sheet, and I got kind of confused on what number 4 should be, and how we are applying that, and if I've, because I think our calculations for our commercial revenue maybe weren't, maybe I didn't get it right, Eileen, on the multi-unit, our 11 unit place, and I didn't use the 85. And
when you sent me that email, Beth?
You used
85, didn't you?
Did I?
I think you did.
Well, see, I'm just so burned out right now.
That's understandable.
Oh, it's not on that email.
Hold on, let me look.
Oh, here it is. No, I calculated the 11 units times 7250 instead of 85. So ooh, that would add, that would add another $1,650 a year.
Is this category for the chalet?
I think so. But see, that's why I would,
I don't know of any other multi-unit residential.
If the definition of a multi-unit is a threeplex or more, and not counting duplex. So I think so. And so I think our revenue should change there too, which would, it's not a huge amount, but as long as we're approving this, we should
get it. Yeah, right.
Get it as close as we can. So besides the $15, add another $1,650.
Times 11. Oops.
Yeah. Beth, you're talking just the chalet?
Yeah.
That's the number that I used, that 7250. You're saying that's not right?
Well, I think
right, what she was, because if you look at the rate sheet.
The rate sheet, says 85.
You know, that was 50. It was the same as a regular residential before, but number 4 is all multi-unit residential, regardless of whether it is residential, long-term rental, or commercial tourist accommodation, shall be metered.
Okay.
And it includes anything from 3/4 inch to 2 inch service. The Alpine is 2 inch, but you know, doesn't make any difference. But yeah. So when I started plugging these in, I thought, oh, wait a minute, I probably should have used we should have used the 85 for the Alpine.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it's the only thing it would apply to.
Well, it adds $137.50. Is that right?
No, hold on.
To what we had calculated, it adds an additional $1,650 to our annual revenue.
That's right. Well, oh yeah, $1,650. And
please look over this rate sheet and make sure I got everything else right.
Yeah, we kind of, you know, between Beth and I, we kind of crammed some numbers in here pretty quick today. So we should probably kind of double check it. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So to compare.
Okay, let me change my formula. So
our residential went from 50 to 65. Water amounts and base gallons didn't change, still $4 per thousand. Single family residential service, 65 per month plus 33 for a vacation rental residence. And then it went from 50 to 85 for the multi-unit residential. And then the commercial, number five, the commercial users, it's got all the different sizes, but we have two at 3/4 inch and they went to $85. And government facility, which would only apply to the state park.
Right.
And they're 2 inch at $72.50 and $14.50 for an additional bath or shower. And then no change in the fees except for the addition of the return check fee.
Should that, there is the return check fee.
Yeah, you know, and as I mentioned to a few of you, I would like to redo this whole thing and put it in tables and kind of separate fees, like in its own little table at the bottom. And because so much of this is repeated, you know, the whole thing with the meter size and the base gallons, we've got it two places. Well, it's identical. I don't know why it has to be in two places.
I think making it simpler and clearer is a really good idea.
Yeah.
Particularly coming, you know, when the public, the community will want to respond. I assume some will want to respond to the rates changing. And so to make it easier for everyone to understand is important.
Okay, well, maybe I can work on that between now and
if the numbers are the same, then we wouldn't need to call a budget committee meeting.
It's just the format and trying to make it easier to read. So
yeah, thank you. That would be good.
I can work on this between now and the end of June and get something out, and maybe I'll send it to everybody, and you know, so you can, you know, give me feedback on it. But
that would be great. I would like that. I'd like to be able to see it too and help.
Yeah, and then I wouldn't have to keep messing around with font sizes just to get it all in one page, because I didn't want one or two lines going on a second page.
Yeah, good idea. Where would this 16? Okay, so Eileen. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Finish your thought.
My thought was the $16.50, which would. Oh no. I'm just checking. Did you say that that you used 85 to do a calculation or 72.50
to do? I didn't. So the 16.64 should have for commercial base rate, which we didn't do the split out here, but the total, not counting the commercial overage, would be increased by this. What did I say? 16.50.
Okay, so it should be 18.084.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
And then where will that go in the budget to be expended?
Well, I think we just either put it into meters or down there into the EPA survey. Just drop it into either one of those, I think, would be fine. Okay. Does everybody agree?
Yep.
So I'm going to make the meters.
Just add it to the meters. Why don't you?
Yep. So I'm going to make the meters 50. What did we say? 16.
1650. Yeah,
1650.
Thank you. So 50. 58.
While you're doing that calculation,
58, 650. Oh my God. Come on. I should be able to add. Okay. Yeah. 58,650 is now the meter installation. Okay. There we go. And we're balanced.
And then you put the little, the $15 in, where did you say? I know you said it. I apologize.
I put it in 40, at the bottom of the fees at
40,55.9.
Thank you. Yep.
Right. But the income, the revenue from it. So you said you were going to put it in contingency?
I didn't say, but I can. Why don't I just drop it there?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lisa.
No, that was my question. Where we're going to put the money in.
Yeah.
Meters are fine. So there you go.
Good. Okay. Good.
Okay. So the numbers that have changed, everyone, is we just changed four numbers. So the commercial base rate is now 18,084. The total commercial water fees are 18,684. Other fees increased by $15. So the total other fees is $3,145. Which changed our income and our gross profit, but I'm not going to read those off. And then we increased the meters to
58,650. Yes.
And we increased our contingencies by $15 to $12,333. And we are now balanced total expenses, total revenue is $234,891 for expenses and revenue. And the unappropriated, we're leaving that at $6,000. Okay.
Thank you ever so.
Yep. Yeah, and I'll send this, I'll send this out as a PDF. Actually, I'm going to send it to Beth and she can do a PDF.
So. Okay, thank you.
Pat? What does rate 3 apply to? Are those our STRs?
Which path, commercial or residential?
Number three on the rate schedule.
All single family residential service accounts, 65 per month, which is another repeat,
Is that redundant? Is that why it seems confusing?
Yeah, it is. And that's one of the things I'd like to change,
Yeah. Okay.
Have the residential rate one place for, family residential, and then do the vacation rental add-on, additional charge for that. And then...
So three really only applies to the STRs?
Yes. Yeah.
Could we not call it short-term rental properties and combine the two amounts? And just show one flat amount for them?
Well, you could, but if we simplify this to just have the residential rate, the multi, the commercial rate, and then the base gallons,
Okay.
Would be simple. Why don't I put something together and see if...
It just feels a little confusing.
Yeah, we could. I mean, you're saying we would put single family residential vacation rental was 98.
Yeah.
Stated as a separate thing.
Could we not?
Yeah, we could. I think that might be a little more simplistic, especially for other people reading it.
Right.
I just remember how hard it was in the office when you're trying to say, is this billing for at which place on the rate chart?
Uh-huh, right.
So anything that you can do to make that easier would be great.
Yeah, okay, that's a good suggestion.
Okay, any other things to discuss between the rate chart and the budget? I mean, are we prepared to vote? Lisa, yes, says yes, we're ready to go. All right. So
we need a motion.
Need a motion to, we've already approved the water rates, so we don't have to approve that again, but we do need a motion to approve the our recommendation to the water district for the budget of 2023-24. Is there a motion to approve?
I so move. Is this the budget committee recommending to the board?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think the budget committee is composed of the board and community members.
Yeah, we're on the budget.
They're on the budget committee.
Right.
But they also get to be on the board and do all those. So Pat, you and I
still have vacancies. So come on aboard.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'll second that motion.
Okay. And so let's do a voice vote. Pat?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Lisa?
Yes.
Joni? Yes. All right. So the budget is approved, or the proposed budget is approved to be passed on to the public hearing. Yippee.
Yippee.
Okay. So let's see, anything else on the list of things to do? I guess the next things are the announcements in the paper and in the mail and the public hearing. And my question to you is, Pat, forgive me for including you in this, but do you want Pat and Joni as public members to be at that public hearing, or is this a board thing to do?
Well,
is our job completed? That's my job.
Your job is completed at the close of tonight, but you are public and your support would be probably good for the board to have there, since we may have some public in attendance for this hearing for a change. Do you think?
Yeah. I guess all the support would be helpful.
I will to be there.
Well, I will plan to as well. You know, just to, I think there's that, you know, we're all really super clear from our conversation last night that we know why the rates were increased, and we know how much and why they were that way. And I think that list that was developed last night was a good one. And it'd be nice to have in front of me too, even though I think I can remember it.
Right.
So then,
well, hopefully we'll have the minutes up. I didn't get those today. I thought about it. Could I do this? But
no, that's fine. Thank you for doing it. Yes.
White.
Oh,
can't
it's
find
white?
My white card. So is that something that you put in the budget hearing and the rate increase hearing? Do you put in there reasons why it's being increased?
That would be in our notice that we talked a little bit about it, and I don't have them up right now.
No, that's what I'm talking about, the notice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Eileen and I will be working on it, the notice for the rate increase, and then the LB1 form, which is the entire budget with all these confusing totals, but all the money, and that's the formal, the LB1 is the formal thing we have to either put in the paper or mail to all of our constituents.
But we can put in that notice, because part of it is the rate increase, we can put in there that we're increasing the rates and these are the reasons why.
That would be in the, that's what I would do in the message for the rate increase.
Okay.
The other one's just kind of formal.
Okay.
We're having a hearing on approving the budget, and that table that is the LB1 that has the different money amounts.
Okay.
And yeah.
And then at the hearing, I'm sure it will be really nice for us all to have that list, you know, because it'll come up and we can just repeat. I don't mean it, I don't mean this flippantly, but sometimes it's really hard for people to go, oh yeah, that's right. We really have to do this EPA thing. Although I did want to think about, or not think about, I wanted to bring up again, you know, is it worth us exploring that idea that maybe we could get a time waiver? Is it worth doing? Since we're going to be replacing our lines anyway, it's in our plan. Or will it just cause confusion? Should we just comply, or shall we try to get a waiver? Yeah, Beth.
My personal opinion is that we would be better to put our energies into begging for some funding to cover it than to try to get a waiver. I worked for a bureaucracy that was federally funded for 30 years. And when you get to the federal level, there is very little of room to do that. This was something that was passed in Congress for the EPA to do this. And the EPA did their, you know, thing on it, and it passes on to a mandate to each state. I don't see any hope of really getting any deadline extended. But, you know, it's unfortunate that they didn't consider any type of funding avenues for utilities, and especially small people like small utilities or water districts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, it wouldn't hurt to put some energy into, you know, contacting Oregon people about funding for it. But that's just my opinion, that it would be kind of useless to try to get a
waiver
on the deadline.
Okay. You know, we're members of the Oregon Association of Water Utilities, and you know, I mean, they've got all of the water districts as part of their group of people,
right?
So, you know, I think it's probably worth at least doing some just basic Googling to see if there's any chatter out there from other communities. I'm sure there is. You know, we're not the only ones that are scratching our head on this. So
I'm sure. Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe some, I thought, and we wanted to contact them too, because Tim said we might be able to get that microphone.
Yeah. I've sent him an email, Beth, and I'm kind of waiting to hear back from him on that. So.
Okay. Good. And I started an email and didn't get it finished.
No,
SDAO too. I'm surprised. Mm-hmm. SDAO.
Oh.
I'm surprised they haven't had anything in any of their newsletters about this thing, mm-hmm, for water districts. Because
I think that's very unusual.
So I promise I will get to work on finishing that and getting that off. I did get an email off to Jim and I haven't heard back. I'll try a phone call to him. But I think he could help us out. And there's rumor that he actually has a licensed company now, and he might even be interested in bidding on stuff. But I wanted to pick his brain because he knows the district so well. And it's like, okay, well, how deep are the connections here? And, you know,
right,
that kind of stuff. So
are there old maps that have, you know, distances down deep? I mean, did they ever do that
there,
with a map?
There are some elevations.
Yes.
I found a few. I went down, I guess, I don't know, Saturday or Sunday. I guess it was Sunday. I went down and looked through the old notebooks. There's only a few that have some elevations because they were redoing the lines. I couldn't find anything back that, but, and there's other ones that everything in this old map and all these things that show how much there's a distance between one corp stop and the next corp stop on these lines. They're all identified by the name of the owner at that time, and that's it.
So we don't even know where it is.
Wow. Yeah, but I do know because from the, it seems to be, I think it was done about the same time this map is. So I'm translating the map because I know which lots are whose now. But everything else that pinpoints, and there's some diagrams for where corp stops are supposed to be for individual homes, but they don't even have a street address on them. They have a name, owner name, and it's just crazy to, you know.
Well, so there's still one.
That's not helpful.
Yeah. Okay. So
he's back from the hospital today. So might somebody like Art Bradley, who's been here forever and was very familiar with everybody in the district, he might be able to help out with some of those, where those names are attached.
Oh, well, I can find that out because I'm looking at the map, which has the names written on the lots. And I can look at the current map and I go, okay, that's tax lot 105. That's so-and-so now. But it's just...
It takes time.
It takes time. Yeah.
It takes time to do that.
Okay. Well, again, if you need help with any of these projects and the mailing for the budget, the fee announcement, call for help. You guys have to be doing that stuff.
Right.
Great. Right. Well, I'm getting real close to calling on people for this EPA Corp Stop ID crew.
Good. Okay. Good. So is our work complete? Oh, yeah. Lisa.
I have one final comment. I think this is the earliest that we've ever had a budget passed, and I am so approved, you know, by the budget committee, and I am so appreciative of it, and thank you very much, and it's been so, you know, drama free, and I love it, so thank you.
Well, thank you too. Absolutely. I'm so glad that we are ready to go within time for you to have the public hearing that you wanted. I mean, I'm just really happy. Beth, how about you?
I just wanted to mention, so Eileen and I were talking today. We can do Tuesday the 27th for the hearing. And if we get the things out into the mail by Friday the 26th of May, that'll be the right time because the rate increase has to be at least a 30-day notice. And the other one has to be between 5 and 30 days. So that'll double duty. So we can mail that out. And then after the mailing, and I will do the, we'll do an email thing blast too for all of that. But the mail will get to everybody's mailing address and should get to more people than putting it in the paper.
Okay. All righty then. if there is nothing further, it is 20 minutes to seven, which is, Lisa, we made an early one, right? So is there anything else for the good of the order before we adjourn? Hey, I want to thank you really for everyone. I'm with Lisa on this. It was just a pleasure working on this, and it was very productive, and I'm really excited about where we're going to head this year. I really am. So anyway, good. All green cards. Yay.
Well, and Joni, I think we really appreciate everyone. You stepping in and facilitating too. I think it was really helpful. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a pleasure. Really.
I put these cards out to my family now. They all have to use them.
They're very good. They're very helpful. All right. At 6:41, the meeting is adjourned.
Okay.
Thank you all.
Yeah. Thank you.